Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. The skies are clear over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, providing a pleasant evening for those outside. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a comfortable night by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi Arabia is planning a major military operation against the Houthis, even without direct American involvement, according to Maariv from earlier this hour. The United States is prepared to provide support. Also, Israel Hayom reported earlier this hour that the United States has deported a foreign terrorist for the first time. Sister Haji Zada allegedly supported a terror plot linked to ISIS during the presidential election. Also this hour, the Times of Israel highlights that a Lebanese official claims IDF strikes are complicating efforts to disarm Hezbollah. The wide-scale destruction in southern Lebanon is cited as a major obstacle. Separately, Ynet reported that a closed-door conference in Washington reveals growing frustration with Netanyahu's policies. The discussions focused on Israel's approach to Gaza and the region's shifting dynamics. And finally, I-24 News brings us word of new U.S. sanctions targeting Hezbollah and its allies. This follows reports of missile attacks on two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just an hour ago that Qatar condemns the targeting of Saudi Arabia's pipeline. They express solidarity with Riyadh and praise their responsible approach in regional security efforts. Leekern, an online commentator, posted earlier today expressing gratitude to IDF members. The message extends a Shana Tova, thanking them for their service during the holidays. Kanta Ahmed, a physician and commentator, shared reflections from her time in Saudi Arabia during 9/11. She describes how the attack influenced her career path and her patient's ongoing struggles with related illnesses. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Saudi Arabia's military plans, Maariv reports that Riyadh is preparing to take decisive action against Houthi forces. Without waiting for American airstrikes, they plan to lead an operation supported logistically by Washington. This move could escalate tensions in the region, affecting Gulf stability. Turning to the deportation case in the United States, Israel Hayom notes this unprecedented action involves Sister Haji Zada, who allegedly backed a terrorist plot during a crucial election period. Such steps signal a tougher U.S. stance on domestic threats linked to international terror networks. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reveals Lebanese concerns over IDF activities. A Beirut official says Israeli strikes are undermining efforts to disarm Hezbollah. This complicates Lebanon's internal security and could alter the strategic balance in the area. Shifting to U.S.-Israel relations, Ynet uncovers Washington's discontent with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The closed-door talks highlight pressure on Israel to reassess its Gaza policy amid regional and international shifts. This tension could influence future diplomatic engagements. And finally, I-24 News reports new sanctions by the U.S. targeting Hezbollah. This comes in the wake of recent missile incidents in the Strait of Hormuz, raising concerns about maritime security. These sanctions aim to curb Iranian influence across the region. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports that Elbit Systems has unveiled Fuse, a new technology designed to coordinate swarms of autonomous systems. This development integrates AI and robotics to enhance battlefield operations. Separately, Globes reveals that due diligence issues and relocation demands have stalled Descartes' acquisition by Anthropic. The move faced challenges due to requirements for Tel Aviv-based talent to relocate to the U.S. And finally, Walla Business investigates the flow of unauthorized funds abroad. It highlights how foreign manpower corporations are moving large sums under banks' radars. This exposes significant regulatory oversight challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.